If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
So, yeah, what to do when faced with unauthorized pointsmen at traffic intersections? And you know, if you're in Gauteng, Johannesburg, the city of gold, if you drive on our busy roads, you may find yourself being directed by unauthorized pointsmen, a trend that arose during the heaviest days of load shedding. So, when traffic lights were old, or off rather, and traffic would drag slowly, this opened an opportunity for vagrants to assist in directing the traffic, with grateful citizens then offering tips thereafter. And I remember Friday I did mention that I had an encounter with a drunk, unauthorized pointsman in Johannesburg a few days ago, who caused chaos at the Johannesburg intersection.
I control millionaires and billionaires.
Do you know what I mean?
And people will listen to him.
Yeah, and now I'm like I mentioned, I'm really concerned about this. You know, having these people control traffic. I don't mind if the authorities one day come out and say, we'll train some of these people so they can do the job. But those guys are not trained. I've seen traffic officers in the past saying to them, hey, go, Stone Valela. And it ends there. When the traffic officers disappear, they come back again. But during the World Cup,
everything was working.
Ayanda, let me not take your invoice.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we're hoping to get a sense of whether or not anything illegal is being done here. It's a very humbling experience, you're right. I mean, if you went to a different country and said, where I come from, people who live on the streets control the traffic, it would sound ridiculous, and maybe to an extent because it is. Let's bring in Xolani Fihla. He's a spokesperson of the JMPD, that's the Johannesburg Metro Police Department, and is with us now on the line. Xolani, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and let me also greet the listeners.
Fabulous. Let's begin with what the laws of the country say. When these unauthorized pointsmen are at these traffic intersections, are they breaking any of the country's laws, technically speaking?
Yes, Ayanda, according to the Road Traffic Act, the National Road Traffic Act of South Africa, only a peace officer in a full uniform and with training is allowed to regulate traffic. And also within the city of Johannesburg, we only recognize people who are authorized by the city. And this is either JMPD officers or any law enforcement official and anyone who is trained by the JMPD. And also our colleagues from the Outsurance Traffic Free Flow.
Let me step in for quickly. Are you guys aware that there are unauthorized personnel manning intersections?
Definitely, JMPD is aware of these unauthorized people controlling traffic. And what we have noted, at most times, they are doing a commendable job. But it also goes back to the safety aspects of it and also the law. What I also forgot to mention is that the City of Johannesburg bylaws, which is public roads and miscellaneous bylaws, do not permit anyone to be lingering or loitering around intersections. If you are a pedestrian, you need to move and cross the road as quick as possible. And with us being aware of this, officers have been directive has been issued, firstly, for us to be controlling traffic in the early morning and in the afternoon, that's during peak hour periods. But secondly, and most importantly, be on the lookout for these unauthorized people and remove them from the intersection. As I said, it's the law and safety aspects as well, not only for the motorists, but also for these unauthorized people who are controlling traffic.
Superintendent, we know for a fact that you guys know where they are. Let's talk about Yvette Coben. Yvette Coben, they are there every day.
Yeah.
Every day. We know they're there. You guys know they're there. What are the chances of you guys stopping them and employing or deploying people to work there, those that are authorized to control traffic? Because we know every day, Yvette Coben, without fail, those robots are not working, and we have Lamachi that are controlling traffic.
So, my guy, just to add on what Skumba is saying, I can give you, I can tell you, Main Road and Yvette Coben, during the day, as we speak now, if you drive there now, the traffic lights are not working. Why? Because those guys are controlling them. After 6 o'clock, the traffic lights will be on. And we make so much noise about traffic lights being vandalized. We know who's vandalizing the traffic lights so that they can make a bit of money. But nothing is happening about it. I mean, I'm sure you do drive and you see them every day. How do you feel about it? Like seeing these guys controlling traffic?
It is really discouraging, of course, but for us to mitigate the situation, last year we had recruited the pointsmen, over 200 pointsmen were recruited for this mere fact to ensure that all these critical intersections are covered and to ensure that the traffic is free-flowing as well. But as I did say, officers are also mandated to remove these people. But within that process, the contract for the pointsmen had expired in December, and at the present moment we are currently recruiting, and the vacancies, the points, the vacancies is closing tomorrow. So we are encouraging people who are interested, and especially
my brother, put that thing aside of employing other people. The question is, when are you guys taking action and getting rid of these people who are obviously causing accidents and they intimidate women, you know, demanding money from them? When are you guys going to take action? Are you waiting for someone to die before you take action?
Speaking of that, we are monitoring these intersections. And speaking of that, just this morning, one of these unauthorized people was harassing a traffic free flow insurance pointsman at the intersection of Bears Nadir and the N1. And our officers, as I did say, we are mandated to be monitoring these people. And we removed that person from that intersection who was disturbing the pointsman from traffic free flow. And with the appointment of more points people, obviously these points will be covered, these intersections will be covered. And what we have seen in the previous year, that during peak hour periods, these unauthorized people are nowhere to be seen. They only take advantage after when our officers are not around. And that's why a directive has been issued that we do remove these people for safety purposes.
Would it be fair for a motorist to think that you as JMPD have absolutely no interest in solving this issue? Because like you say, you know, you are now mentioning cases of intimidation. You know that they come at certain times when the police officers are gone, yet you let the police officers go. There is no actual plan to get rid of them because maybe they are making JMPD's life easier. Like you said earlier, they are doing a commendable job. So if you think their job is commendable, what are the chances that you're really going to buckle up and deal with this issue?
We are actually dealing with this issue at the present moment, and that's why all these processes have been put in place. Having more people at intersections will definitely discourage the people from entering the intersections and controlling traffic. But as I am saying, that it is important for our officers to be monitoring these areas and not neglect their duties, but remove these people from these intersections. And if traffic is heavily backed up, then make sure that they do control the traffic. But when it does come to the law, unfortunately, if we had stricter laws where we could arrest these people, maybe tougher actions could be taken. So the only thing we can do is remove them from these intersections, and it becomes a cat and mouse game.
Why can't you arrest them, Kolani?
Yeah.
Why?
The law doesn't allow us to arrest. With the bylaws, you can give a person a citation and then only follow up with a warrant of arrest. And if it is a person who is a vagrant, how do you follow up on any residential address? We can't, unfortunately. So the only thing we can do is remove them, but they keep on coming back. And that's why we have put in these strategies for 2025 to make sure that we do cover all these critical intersections, and especially during peak hour periods, that's between 6 and 9 in the morning and between 3 and 6 in the evening. And as I did say, a directive has been issued not only from our chief of police, but also from the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, who has seen a great importance of us making sure that we don't neglect these duties.
Okay. This is infuriating, you know.
There you have it. Kolani Fihla, it's a tall ask, but I think people who are frustrated are justifiably so, given just how something like this has been allowed to happen over time. And now the explanation that is being given is that the country's laws are not strong enough. Nonetheless, that's the time we have. Kolani Fihla is the spokesperson of the JMPD.
Yo, this is so upsetting, eh? You know, I listened to Gayton doing an interview. He was saying the weakness of the leaders and the government is that they're slow to, even when they know their problems, they are so slow. That's why Gaten was saying, you know me, if Mr. Maposa says I must be a minister for a week and he's out of the country, by the time he comes back, South Africa will be a different country. Because we're so slow, like the citizens, people who abide the rules of the country or the laws of the country are being bullied by these people and who the government is scared to take action against. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it makes zero sense. It makes zero sense. And the fact that the law cannot protect motorists.
The law does not, it's not strong enough to arrest Lama out, because why? They don't have an address.
Which is weird for me, because when you protest,
let's give them an address, which is a police station.
Main road and
address of freeway, there's a police station.
There's that mini township there. What do the bits I can't be saying.
Informal
settlement. Batalalapo at the informal settlement there.
Opposite the Porsche.
Batalalapo is the Porsche.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I think only solution there is JMPD must start waking. Stop making ups and downs with the state's cars.
Exactly.
And then this intersection of Kuluma, I use it every day, daily. And I can dance with JMPD. But I feel about a combo.
Yeah.
Now, often with a buffana, but it's a good traffic.
Exactly.
So, the master tweaking. JMPD, I said, guys, I said, I could end up. I love it.
Go make it make sense. It's funny that we're talking about this, right? And you have someone who represents JMPD there just explaining Guti, who are unauthorized to conduct traffic. What happened to the people that were trained during, I think it was last year, man, up until December, they were there, they were trained, they had even a uniform, they were conducting traffic. Since beginning of 2025, those people are not there. They started after our elections, if I'm not mistaken, I stand corrected, but they're no longer there. Then
my question is, they knew that the appointment that were appointed last year, their contracts are ending. So they wait for contracts to end before they advertise so that they can appoint new ones. And that process takes about 3 months. Our government is very incompetent in all fronts.
Yo, guys, let this make it make sense. Hey, we don't want an angry clan, guys.
That's why I was saying to the team, you know, we need to go and talk to someone else. Maybe Minister, maybe Kenny Kunen. You know, guys, we need to go and talk to someone else. This is not going to help us.
I'm just thinking.
But the pantry, but the ice cream.
Yeah, but you know what? Generally, I feel like we will not get the answers that we're looking for.
No, we won't.
Even if we go to Kenny, even if we go to the minister, they always have an about way of answering questions. How about it, guys? We are sorry. We've been sleeping on this thing. We are on it. Because that's a better answer than, we are waiting to hire people.
Get you know what I want to find out? I want to find out are my insurances, if they've ever had a case like an accident,
like a bumper badge,
and how do they handle it? Do they say you were wrong because when you decided to listen to this unauthorized guy to go again now again? Because that's the thing.
I think insurance companies haven't really dealt with it. Mm. Maybe whoever has been in an accident never said, no, I ignored this unauthorized guy. But I think we need to personally call an expert, you know, who's someone who has an experience or inside information as far as insurance, how it's insurance is concerned. And maybe we'll go directly. Now, insurance advertiser, we'll find someone from insurance and ask them about this dilemma.
And you know what? They are probably better placed to fight the fight.
100%.
Because it takes away from their money. Remember, insurance is not trying to pay you out. They pay you out because, of course, you've been paying the premiums, you are within the laws or whatever, whatever. But if you are not claiming, that's when they make their money.
Mm.
So actually, maybe they are the better people to 100%. Fight this fight, because they will gain more without this danger.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I just drove Venkope and Maine. Actually, the robots are working there. But other than that, I think some of us, we appreciate having these guys on the road because the JMPD are not doing their job and the robots and the traffic is hectic in four ways. So when these guys are in, are controlling the traffic gets much better. It's either JMPD must come and control the traffic or leave these guys to do what they are doing because they help us a lot.
So I stay not far from Leslie and Winnie Mandela Drive. So I drive there daily. Those robots on Leslie, between Leslie and Winnie Mandela Drive, those guys, they literally switch them off. They can come and fix it. It will be working for half a day. Jiggy, jiggy. Those robots are not working. The guys are there. So, yeah, I don't know. And, yeah, law enforcement are not doing anything about it. That's damage to infrastructure. It's frustrating for motorists. It's a jungle out there. The traffic in the morning and in the afternoon, a total nightmare.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.